Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Amy Hook, and she's the Vice President of the Griswold Betterment Group. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, the weather has just been the perfect fall weather, and to just kind of carry that out, you're doing a special event in Griswold.
Yes, we are. This weekend we have our Griswold Fall Extravaganza. We're starting out Saturday morning with doing citywide garage sales. Some start as early as 7 a.m. and others will start at 8. In our Griswold American paper, there is a big insert in there, and they can also be picked up at that Casey's gas station in Griswold. But it will have a map of participating people in the garage sales. And then on the bottom of that, we threw in something fun this year.
It's always fun to have something new.
It is our Griswold passport, and it has 11 businesses participating that are members of the Griswold Community Betterment Group. And they all have some sort of in-store special or a coupon to come back to their store, but you must visit it 9 of the 11 businesses and get their signature stamp for that day.
Okay. And you don't necessarily have to do a purchase that day. You just need to go in, make sure you get your passport punched, stamped, whatever.
Yep, and you can feel free to browse around.
Sure.
And like I said, 9 of the 11 businesses you stop at. And then after you get your passport filled, each place will have a drop box. And then on Monday, we're going to draw for $300 worth of business bucks.
Wow.
$250, $4, $25, and then $10, $10.
Hey, you get paid for shopping. What could be better than that?
Yeah.
That sounds like kind of fun. And, you know, I'm guessing one of the thoughts is maybe some people will visit places they hadn't been in and they'll go, oh, my goodness, I didn't know the store had whatever they're looking at.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Griswold, kind of just like a lot of towns, keeps changing. You keep adding some things. And so get to Griswold and find out what's going on, right?
Yep, there
right,
you go.
Right. And I think the weather is supposed to be gorgeous, Amy. So that should help, too. Now, you mentioned you start as early as 7, depending if somebody wants to get all their garage sale stuff out there. What about as you go through the day? Some other things that are scheduled?
Not at this time. There's not anything specific. It's just the garage sales and then this passport that can be filled out throughout the day.
Okay. And you know, Amy, I'm guessing there are going to be a few people who decide kind of last minute, well, I want to do a garage sale. They may not be on the list, but drive around.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things that are going on is the Apple Orchard is doing their Apple Days for this weekend, and they have some events posted.
Okay. So that's just a little bit west of Griswold. And yeah, good things to eat. But I'm guessing there's going to be some good things downtown to eat. Any churches or anybody have anything special to eat?
I don't know of anyone specifically but I know people are throwing in the apple, something to be with fall, apple pies, apple drinks, things like that.
And then there's always our daily bread. And is the ice cream place open?
Yes, they will be.
And then
Family Garden.
Thank you. I was not finding that name in my head. So, you can just do a lot of things while you are in Griswold. And like I say, if you haven't been there for a while, this would be a good chance to get over there, get into at least 9 of the 11 stores. And there may be some that aren't on the list. So just get up and down Main Street.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you know if the Tractor Museum will be open? I'm asking questions of Amy, and that wasn't Amy's job to have all of those in her mind. But I'm guessing it might be.
It could be. I don't know for sure exactly if that's going to be open or not.
And possibly the museum. So there's things to do and see there. Amy, let's also mention, you know, we want people to know about this Saturday, the Griswold Fall Extravaganza. But I'm sure the Griswold Betterment Group is doing some other things as we come to the end of the year. Let's talk about a couple of those things that you have in mind.
Okay. In November, the second Saturday in November, we're doing a business expo at the community building in Griswold. And it's going to be home-based businesses, Tastefully Simple, Pampered Chef, Mary Kay are some ones I can think of offhand. And they're going to be thinking holiday.
Yeah, and I'm sure, again, there are ones that we don't know are out there necessarily unless you're already a client. And we forget about, if you don't have a storefront, there's still a lot of business going on.
Yes, there are, yeah.
So, again, that date, you have that date.
It's the second Saturday in November.
Okay.
I believe it's November 8th.
Okay, so get that on your calendar. And I don't know of other towns that do that, Amy, so this is a neat thing that you do.
And it is something new for us as well, so.
Okay, great. Okay, that's in November, but I'm guessing you have some December things planned also.
Yes, and second Saturday in December, we'll be doing our Super Saturday at the Griswold Community Building, where we'll prepare soups and sandwiches. There'll be a free will offering. And then Santa, we haven't got for sure confirmation, but Santa is supposed to arrive at 12:30. And Cheryl Layton has in the past always done a nice display, a chair for Santa to sit in, a nice background drop, and she's there to take professional pictures. So, and stuff for the kids to go on, and of course goodie bags for when they leave.
Mm-hmm. And you have another event in December also?
And then normally, last year we had done some other things with getting the community all involved in the community spirit with some caroling and different things going on. So those items are still in the work right now. But
you bet. So we need to be watchful of what's going on in Griswold, because another opportunity to visit Griswold and see what's going on there. Amy, do you have a business in Griswold?
I do. My husband and I, James, own and operate the Griswold Golf Course.
Yes. And you have had, as I recall, a couple of events going on there that sounded kind of fun. Some, I'm not sure, there's runs. You've had stuff you're going to get out here and see the golf course.
There you go. The colors are beautiful right now.
Oh, isn't it amazing? I was afraid there weren't going to be those colors because of the drought. I think they're even better.
Yes, they're very vibrant, and
yeah,
this is, I would say, the peak week. After this week, I think they're going to start all falling off.
So get your camera out there and record those beautiful golds and the brilliant reds. I'm just amazed, Amy, at what's happening out there in our fall leaves.
So, yeah.
And like you say, pretty soon they'll all be there on the ground to rake up, right?
Yep.
Okay. Any new businesses in Griswold that you want to mention that's just happened in the last year or so, that or something that people may not realize is there?
Petals and Pages is a new business in town. She has flowers, she has wines, handbags, jewelry, Griswold, not golf attire.
Athletic.
Yeah, athletic things, shirts and polo shirts. And she also does card stamping. I'm not very crafty.
Well, that was something that was really, really popular a while ago, where you bought the stamps and designed your own.
Yep, she has all those things there. And actually, Friday, there's no school in Griswold, so I'm taking my daughter and her friend and going to go make the cards and scrapbooking. There you go, is what she does. So you can make sheets, lots of stuff. So she has all the supplies. You just go do what you want to do and take your project home.
Thinking there aren't not as many places to find those things, so it's great to have somebody who's still doing that, because people love to do that, obviously.
Yeah.
Have you and your daughter done this before?
No, we haven't.
All right. Nope. So this is going to be a new experience for you. Hey, that's great. It sounds like a whole lot of fun. So, Amy, remind us again, kind of just in general, what's happening this Saturday in Griswold.
We have our garage sales starting at 7 a.m., and then some will start at 8 a.m. We're calling it our fall extravaganza, so there'll be that passport on the bottom of the garage, or the insert of the paper with all the garage sales on it, that you'll want to stop at those other businesses and fill out. You only have to stop at 9 of the 11 businesses. No purchase necessary. We just ask that you're 16 years or older to participate.
Okay. And you can get those at Casey's, did
you say? Casey's will have extra flyers, and then I think MJ's in town will probably have some flyers.
Okay. So get on over to Griswold and enjoy this fall beautiful weather and get to the Griswold Fall Extravaganza. We want to thank you very much, Amy Hook, who's vice president of the Griswold Betterment Group. Until next time, here's a thought. The courage to imagine the otherwise is our greatest resource.